I would love a holiday named after me. What would I call it? Lazy Dad Appreciation Day.
Lazy Dad.
For all the deadbeat dads in America, that'd be great. Because apparently Easter Sunday is now Transgender Visibility Day. World's smallest give a being crushed. You know, and I'm not, you want to be whatever you want to be, cool. I just think that it's so much of it is being like shoved down people's throats that now I have to regurgitate some of this on social media to a degree. Because apparently March 31st, if anyone hasn't heard, is now not Easter. It was not Easter. We didn't celebrate. We didn't have turkey, nothing. We decided to have vegan hot dogs, no bread, and homemade ketchup. Not very tasty, very bland. And then we regretted our decision and tried to undo it. It was not possible. So we lived with that regret for the rest of the evening. And that's Trans Visibility Day. That's how you celebrate in my home. No, Easter was great. We still celebrated Easter. But the White House has put out a statement. Alan put up that statement that Easter Sunday is no longer a thing. It will be Trans Visibility Day. And Joe Biden decided this at the drop of a hat, or technically the drop of an Adderall. I'm unsure. And so everyone's very pissed.
If he even remembers.
Yeah, just April Fools. Yeah, he was a day short. But if only Easter fell on April Fools. And then, of course, Donald Trump's going to go on a rally 2 days later and say, well, November 5th is going to be Christian Appreciation or Christian Visibility Day to celebrate all the Christians coming out in troves to vote for him on November 5th. I don't think that'll be a thing, but it'll be everyone, not just Christians. Muslims, Hindu, right. What do they call, Vikings, Nordic, all types of religions.
I don't know what it is with everybody just wanting to shove their thing down people's throats. Like, I'm fine with whoever you are, whatever you want to be, but just don't shove your beliefs down.
The guy from TikTok that drives me nuts that I don't know why hasn't been into a physical altercation walking down the street is that James. Oh, man, of course it goes. I hate that little tap to go up thing, and it scrolls past all these crazy things. This man, Jeffrey Marsh, not James Martian, Jeffrey Marsh, this watch this. This is what he does.
Hi, love. Here are three ways to disrespect your elders. So if you're dealing with a narcissistic parent or a bullying boss at work, you need to, one, play innocent. There's some sort of secret code or language they're
it's
using.
It's like Jeffree Star meets creepy pedophile uncle.
And all you need to do is ask, what do you mean? I don't get it. Could you explain that? Be innocent. Number two, feel no guilt. Bullies and narcissists use guilt as leverage. And if you refuse to feel guilty, it doesn't matter what you do or what they do or say. And number three, limit contact. Don't do extra. Don't go above and beyond. Don't show up constantly, consistently, and all the time sacrificing your life for their agenda.
Yeah, let's not work a regular job. Let's not be a normal kid respecting your elders.
Right.
If my kids ever get a hold of this pervert, like on social media, it's game over. He just mind everyone into thinking like.
So they want you to gaslight.
Not, oh, I'm going to go to TikTok and it's going to my algorithm up.
And then not even admit guilt.
The IRS deadline is.
And then to run away, basically.
It gets worse. He tries to tell people actively.
Here's how your writer who runs.
He's got 688,000 followers.
Did you know that pre-ordering a book actually helps an author? I don't know about you, but
and
most
he made a
of
book.
My life, I waited for a book to come to my local.
So he makes money off of riling people up on very crazy shit. And then he wrote a book called Take Your Own Advice, Learn How to Trust Your Inner Voice and Start Helping Yourself for Kids.
I will tell you what you are not.
And he sells this for money.
A burden. You're very mature for your age. Is just code for you became the child nobody had to worry about. You weren't even acting like an adult. You were acting like someone without needs. That doesn't happen.
It's okay to be you.
That's not real. That's- Here's Maya Rychik, who runs Libs of TikTok, speaking at a university. It's a satisfying video to watch because the students turn the tables on her. She does speaking gigs, she monetizes her tweets, she makes a lot of money off of making trans people's lives quite difficult and unsafe.
I would say you make trans kids' lives difficult and unsafe. Everything is conflict.
If you are trans, I love you. If you are a cis ally, I love you. If you are a dad, a librarian, a grandma who has mastered the art of pronouns because you care, I love you. If you are gender fluid, if you are non-binary, if you are ace,
this
if
is creepy. Arrow, this isn't nice.
Florin, I love you.
You missed the mark.
Exciting, I love you.
Just so you know, I love you all. But I'm never going to, in a soft whisper, tell you how much I care about you. And how much I adore you. And how you make the world a better place. No, I won't. Because it's creepy. Get it?
So you'll tell everybody else that you love them?
Huh?
You'll tell everybody else that you love them?
No, that was sarcasm. Yeah. Again, you're missing the autism.
Topsy for Next Benedict has come out, and trigger warning for this entire video. It does affirm that the cause of death was suicide, but something's up because the full autopsy notes, this is directly from the Washington Post, notes no lethal trauma, despite the autopsy listing several head injuries that Next suffered, including contusions, lacerations, abrasions, and hemorrhages. Number one.
A single punch to the head can cause all that, but, you know, not that it isn't killing. I also sad for Next Benedict and their family. But I'm just saying, this person just twists everything.
Empathetic, spiritual, mature, wonderful, mm-hmm. and stuck? I'm going to tell you how to get unstuck. Everybody has this phenomena in spiritual practice and personal growth practice of going farther.
It's just always uncomfortable,
Jeffrey
right?
Jeffrey Marsh, the man is a groomer. He is a dangerous sociopath. He is evil.
Mm-hmm. Hi. Obviously, you dislike me. You're triggered by something in me. And I don't mind it. I send you love. I send you kindness. You know, one of us has to be the one to stop so that the other person's stuff can loop back around and be theirs again, if they are ever going to heal it, that part's you. So my part is to not be reactive and to try to spin this hatred and unkindness into love and kindness. I'm willing to do that.
I wonder if they have a family.
Are you willing?
I wonder if they really, like,
who you are, what you choose, what you...
Yeah, so, crazy Jeffrey Marsh is the guy who makes me want to vomit on social media constantly, because for some reason he pops up a lot.
Now I'm going to start getting those TikToks on my feed now.
He's on Twitter. Let's see what he says on Twitter. Oh, these posts are protected. Only confirmed followers have access to Jeffrey Marsh posts. I'm not going to do that. Teaching, healing, trans rights, Buddhist bestseller, How to Be You. Bestseller has 156,000 followers on Twitter. But yeah, there's all kinds of shit where he's trying to teach people to run away from their parents, disregard their parents, don't believe their parents, hide everything from their parents, don't tell their parents anything. If you are a child of any age under 18, you have to have like some form of privacy post 13. Like, you want your own privacy, you want to learn what privacy really means and the strength and dignity of privacy, but there has to be transparency and an ability for transparency with your parents. Because let's just say I do something dumb, and let's say I'm 16 and I sleep with somebody, and then I get, what's a curable, like, syphilis? God, horrible, you know what I mean? But who am I going to talk to? Is it going to be an awkward conversation where I just want to go to the doctor, Mom, I just want to go to the doctor? Or is it going to be like, hey, Dad, listen, I did something stupid. Let's solve it. Or you're waiting 6 months till it gets to your brain and you're fucking dead. And then everyone's like, the tragedy of not being open with your parents. You need to have health care for a 13-year-old, 15, 17, whatever kid.
Right.
Just talk to your parents. So dumb.
Just be accountable for your actions.
Yeah, well, be responsible. Kids shouldn't be held accountable for a majority of their actions. I got a 4-year-old who will probably kill somebody someday. Hopefully, post 18, I'm not liable. Today kicked me in the side like he was a football player. Like, I was laying on the couch, stretching out, doing my thing, just finished some coffee, and I was, like, laying like this, watching my phone, getting some tweets done, and then just gears up for the kick. Bam! Right in the side. Just right in the ribs. And, boy, it felt like a fucking 9-pound hammer. I didn't hit back. I was like, what? But so is he accountable for his actions? Should we throw him in jail for assault?
I mean, like, that's different.
To me and you, it's realistically not an option.
Right.
But if you had never heard or seen somebody treat a kid differently and just assumed all human were equal, he should know better. Then you're like, yeah, jail. And 4-year-old kid goes to prison for assault for 2 to 5 years. There you go. What if he planned it? And it's like first degree. Battery. Could you imagine? But that's what, like, stupid like this drives me nuts. Because they're like, kids have to have the ability at the ages of like 10 to know what they want for the rest of their lives. Mm-hmm. I was like 15, wanted to marry a girl, have the white picket fence, the whole nine. And, oh man, that girl ruined like 8 years of my life. It was not good for me. Should have listened to my parents. At like 15 times we broke up. Didn't do it.
But oh. You learned.
Yeah, the hard way. But if yeah. I would have just listened, I was like, this is not healthy. This is not healthy for you. You shouldn't do this. But what do you think about the Trans Visibility Day? Think it's a good thing?
I feel like it's going to be like exactly like the other clip that was posted about the border. Of like, I don't care.
Yeah, but you got to state your opinion instead of just being like, nah, I'm good.
My opinion is quit shoving things down my throat that I don't want to be there.
Yeah, like, do we vote for this?
I wasn't told anything. I just found out about it right now.
Yeah.
You know,
let me show you the White House post. So the event was created by transgender activist Rachel Crandall Crocker of Michigan in 2009 as a reaction to the lack of LGBTQ plus recognition to transgender people, citing the frustration that only well-known transgender-centered day was Transgender Day of Remembrance, which mourned murderers of transgenders. Apparently, this is how Google is, you know, doing it. Cesar Chavez Day used to be March 31st every year. We had Cesar Chavez Park in Sacramento, California. We used to go there, and it was like a march and a Living La Vida Loca thing. I remember that as a kid. And now it's not a federal holiday anymore. It's Trans Day of Visibility. What national day is it? It's National Hot Chocolate Day. Hmm. Yeah. State holiday in California. I wonder if they changed it in California.
Probably.
So the statement from Biden, or Joe Biden. Jill and I send our warmest wishes to Christians around the world celebrating Easter Sunday. Easter reminds us of power and hope and the promise of Christ's resurrection. As we gather with loved ones to remember Jesus' sacrifice, we pray for one another to cherish the blessings of the dawn of new possibilities. And with wars and conflict taking toll on innocent lives around the world, we renew our commitment to work for peace, security, and dignity of our people. From our families to you, happy Easter and may God bless you. Now, where is the post? Because the White House put out a post that's probably not back on the White House. Here we go. Proclamation Transvisibility Day right here. TDOV, that's what I'm going to call it. We honor the extraordinary courage and contributions of transgender Americans, reaffirm our nation's commitment, forming a perfect union, where all people are created equal and treated equally throughout their lives. I am proud that my administration has stood for justice from the start, working to ensure that LGBTQI plus, where's the A? Community can live openly and safely with the dignity and respect. I am proud to have appointed a transgender leader or transgender leaders to my administration, to have ended the ban on transgender Americans serving openly in our military. I am proud to have signed historic executive orders that strengthen civil rights protections in housing, employment, healthcare, education, the justice system, and more. I am proud to have signed the Respect for Marriage Act into law, ensuring every American can marry the person they love. Transgender Americans are part of the fabric of our nation. Whether they're serving their communities or in the military, raising families, or running businesses, they help America thrive. They deserve and are entitled to the same rights and freedoms as every other American, including most fundamental freedom to be their true selves. For extremists are proposing hundreds of hateful laws that are targeting and terrifying transgender kids and their families, silencing teachers, banning books, and even threatening parents, doctors, and nurses with prison for helping parents get care for their children. These bills attack our most basic American values, the freedom to be yourself, the freedom to make your own health care decisions, and even the right to raise your own child. That's not what they're doing. They're trying to get you to not raise your child. They're trying to get a doctor to raise them for you. It is no surprise that bullying and discrimination that transgender Americans face is worsening our nation's mental health crisis and leading half of our transgender youth to consider suicide in the past year. At the same time, an epidemic of violence against transgender women and girls, especially women and girls of color, continue to take too many lives. Let me be clear. All of these attacks are un-American and must end. No one should have to be brave just to be themselves. At the same time, my administration is working to stop the bullying and harassment of transgender children and their families. The Department of Justice has taken action to push back extreme and un-American state laws targeting transgender youth and their families, and the Department of Justice is partnering with law enforcement and community groups to combat hate and violence. My administration is also providing dedicated emergency mental support through our nationwide suicide and crisis off of Lifeline. Any LGBTQI+ young person in need can call 988, press 3, speak to a counselor trained to support them. I support this. If you're going through a mental health crisis, call 988, not 911. We are making public services more accessible for transgender Americans, including more exclusive passports, easier to access Social Security benefits, and there's much more. Why do they need benefits? I don't think there's any transgender 70-year-olds that are, like, coming out and going, like, oh, I've been transgender this whole time. I need Social Security disability. What would they be disabled for, though? Would they be disabled for mental health, or would it be physical health? How would they categorize getting Social Security benefits?
Good question. I'm sure there's somebody out there that will try to
answer in the comments for me. Much more I do, I continue to call the Congress to pass the Equity Act, Equality Act, to codify civil rights protections under all LGBTQIA or I+ Americans. Today we send the message to all transgender Americans, you are loved, you are heard, you are understood, you belong, you are America, my entire administration, and I have your back. Now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Dot Biden, Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me and by the Constitution and laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31st, 2024 as Transgender Day of Visibility. I call upon Americans to join us lifting up the lives of voices of transgender people throughout our nation and work towards eliminating violence and discrimination based on gender identity. That is crazy. It says, in witness whereof I have hereunto set my hand this 29th day of March in the year of our Lord, citing God, 2024, and the independence of the United States of America of 248, Joseph R. Biden, Jr. Mm. That's crazy. So he just, hey, 2 days before Easter, Easter. Like, hey, Easter, we don't need it, you know.
Easter's no longer a thing.
I'm not even religious, I'm sorry. I'm just not. And, like, I am offended for all Christians. Massively. Because that's like saying Ramadan. You know? Like, this whole month, we're going to fast for Jesus.
Right.
You know? Not Nazareth, but, like, our Lord and God, Jesus.
It's a statement.
It's one hell of a statement.
Yeah.
That's delusional. Not just that it's trans. You could have done any other day, too. You're just kicking in somebody else's religion. And then talking about acceptance and speeches, and but it's not. I wonder what he benefits from doing this, though. Like, who was pressuring him on the back end to give them another holiday? Because I found something weird out.
What, do you think maybe the vice president?
Or their secretary cabinet man that dresses like a woman thing?
I was going to say...
They, them?
I was going to say the vice president in order for then Biden to get reelected.
Yeah, and then, but it's such a minority... It's such a minority in people. Like, how many transgender people are there in America?
But it's not just transgender. It's parents of transgender.
Yeah.
As well. Because then this is going to be empowering to the youth to start voting.
Yeah.
Because that's one thing that's been an issue.
Approximately 1% of the population self-identifies as transgender. 1%. So 1% is like 5 million, right? 5 million. Mm-hmm. Roughly. How? And I know quite a few people that are like with the fad. My ex-wife was with the fad at the time when Prop 8 was big. They were fighting for gay rights. She had been with a woman, etc. And then it turned into this whole like, well, I'm pansexual and I can love anyone. I could love a goat the same way I love you. And that's really just like she had daddy issues badly. Like she met her dad when she was like 22. He left her when she was a kid. It was real daddy issues. I think we broke up like 3 months later. Thank God. Hmm. Really put it on the table, like, bam, those are your issues.
Yeah.
It made so much sense.
But look up what the current, the lack of voters in youth.
Ooh, only half. Half of the youth voted in 2020, an 11-point increase from 2016, so more. Ages 18 to 29 voted in 20 election, remarkable 11-point. Also, we didn't want to get out of the house because they were like, masks, die, 6 feet, wait in line, and all the rain. Everywhere was storm in 2020, especially West Coast. COVID-19 pandemic shifted the election process, but you could mail in a ballot without signing it. My wife did, and she was voted twice. But it's because they sent in two packets, and then we, yeah. We didn't know which one would count, but both of them had her name on it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they never sent anything back, never said, hey, you voted twice. Huh. Yeah, 50%, 18 to 29, only 41%. We're going to say on an average of like 39% to 60%. That's a good swing. Because some are like 60-ish. So they're trying to drive up more voters, I'm sure, or the people who will be of age. I bet there's going to be, like, a shift where they know how many people are of a certain age about to be voter ready. Because mm-hmm. what if you assume that we have 20 million people that are 17 years old right now, but by the time they're 20 or 18, they'll have the presidential election will be a month later.
Right.
Because it's the government. They hand out Social Security numbers. They know when you're 18. So imagine that. They know what to swing the polls. It's only 90 days with defect. Everything is as is, unless there is some, like, actual defect we will fix. There's no, like, return. But in some cases, if somebody doesn't like something, we'll take a financial amount off of it for the time they've had it and trade it in towards another phone. But, yeah, we just caught somebody trying to rent a phone.
Oh, is that what they're trying to do?
Yeah. So they wanted the phone, but they didn't want to deal with the return policy?
It seemed like they were a month or less than to return it.
Yeah. That's exactly what it sounded like. Rental policy. Like, oh, what's the return policy? Because what was the phone they were looking at?
The A32.
Yeah, so $150 phone. They're like, okay, I just need this for a time. They look like they're going through some trouble. So, well, yeah, we'll just lend you our money for that time. And like, yeah, we'll rent you the phone for a month, but I will take back. Say you, if I sold you a phone for $200, mm-hmm. and then you're like, you know, I just don't like it after 30 days. We're small business. That money comes from me personally.
Right.
So then I'm going to say, okay, you want to return it. My policy is any exemption to a financial amount due to the amount of time you've had it. So if you have it a week, I'll charge you $30. If you got it a month, I'm going to charge you probably 50% of the phone. Because that's what the value of the phone to me has now been used, scratched, dinged, beaten. If you bring it back perfect, I'll probably only charge you the 30 for the week. But still, people don't like that sometimes when I'm very honest about you're going to get charged to rent it. Business. But I'm not Amazon. Go to Amazon if you want a 30-day return policy, no questions asked.
Yeah, go to a big company.
Yeah, well, somebody, you'll have to pay $500 for the same product, but yeah, that's the protection you're afforded. Me, I'm just guaranteeing you a good product. Mm-hmm. That's it. If there's any defects, I'll fix it. Smiles and slaps all around.
Why can't they go to, like, Dollar Tree or Dollar General, get themselves a burner
flip phone? Yeah.
Because aren't those pretty cheap?
Yeah. I also have those, too, in the case, for, like, $50-$70. So this is from Emporia State University, who's very apparently big into diversity. There are a lot, and I'm going to just list this out. February 20th to 26th, Aromantic Spectrum Awareness Week. March, entire month, is Bisexual Health Awareness Month. March 1st is Zero Discrimination Day. Now, those are only three, right? That's technically 34 days, 35 days? Mm-hmm. No, 37 days. 37 days, and that's three out of all of these. Now, why did Joseph Biden Jr. Need another holiday on Easter? He couldn't fit in anywhere.
Right.
Because they had March 31st, International Transgender Visibility Day. We know that that was just put in. April 6th, coming up real soon, is Asexuality Day. It was first celebrated in 2021. Then the 22nd of April, Day of Silence for our fallen brother. April 26th, International Lesbian Visibility Day. I didn't know that that was a thing either. Then May 17th, International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, and Transphobia. May 19th, Agender Pride Day. May 22nd, Harvey Milk Day, great movie, you should watch it. It's very eye-opening to the struggles that people went through in the earlier time in San Francisco.
Right.
May 24th, Pansexual and Pararomantic Visibility Day. And then June is a whole Pride Month. You see flying everywhere, body parts going out, woo, beads, in a lot of parts of the country.
Right.
And then June 5th, my favorite, HIV Long-Term Survivors Awareness Day. June 12th, Pulse Remembrance Day, because if you're not alive, like, why would we remember you?
Is that what that is?
It's, they got a pulse. I don't know. There's a click-through. I'll find out later. June 28th is Stonewall Riots Anniversary. June 6th is Omnisexual Visibility Day. June 11th through 17th is Non-Binary Awareness Week. And then July 14th, International Non-Binary Day, and then July 16th, International Drag Day, August 14th, Gay Uncle Day. Yeah, that's a real thing. September 16th through 22nd, Bisexual Awareness Week, September 23rd, Bisexual Visibility Day, October is LGBT History Month.
But March is Bisexual Health Awareness Month.
Doesn't matter. October 11th, this used to, hold on, October used to be Drug Awareness Month in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Like little red ribbons, the whole nine, you went to school, you learned about the effects of drug for an entire week. My whole birthday week right before Halloween. Yes, I'm born on Halloween, get your candies ready, I know. But the idea was, don't do drugs or your brain will like the whole egg frying on a pan thing. That's your brain on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
May feel good for a while, may even taste good, and then you're fried. Like the people trying to rent the phone. October 11th, National Coming Out Day. October 20th, International Pronoun Day. October 21st, Spirit Day. October 24th, Asexual Awareness Week. That's not a week, it's a day. October 26th, Intersex Awareness Day. November, Trans Awareness Month. November 6th, Transgender Parent Day. November 8th, Intersex Day of Remembrance. November 13th and through 19th, Trans Awareness Week. November 20th, Transgender Day of Remembrance. December 1st, World AIDS Day. December 8th, Pansexual Pride Day. December 10th, Human Rights Day. I don't think that's really a LGBTQ thing. It's more just human rights, but they don't celebrate that as much as they do everything else. So when you see all this,
why choose Easter
out of everything? Especially when all the transgender stuff is October, November.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a little off the calendar.
Like, you could have specified, like, a day in Trans Awareness Month for Trans Visibility Day.
Right? There's a whole month in November. Like, you got turkey that is non-gendered. It gets stuffed, pluffed, and poked. It pokes. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah, you could definitely go that way.
You could have taken Turkey Day. I would have been happier. Just saying. Like killing the pilgrims and all this. I'd rather think of just stuffing and plucking a turkey.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, with whole, you know, Columbus really just ruining everything.
Yeah, I've been watching Shogun on Hulu.
I am all still in the first episode. I know.
It is such a good show.
I watched Roadhouse, though.
Yeah, Hatamoto.
Yeah. Finally, I got watched Roadhouse because you recommended it, and Roadhouse was good.
You have so much time, and yet I watch so much more than you do.
I know, because I like to rewatch shows. Because
I don't rewatch nothing. There's so much content every day. There's a new movie every day. There's a new TV show every day.
It's like a comfort thing.
I thought about rewatching, what was it, Children of the Corn or something.
Plus, often when I watch things, I have it like on as a background, so I don't want to have like a new show on. Because I know I'm going to miss something.
Childhood's End, that's what it is. Aliens come to Earth, and they look like this. What the f***? There we go. And they can speak to people through their mind and make them see their dead relatives, and they basically act like God, and they've studied a bunch of stuff, and yeah. Mm-hmm. And they end the world. Pretty crazy. That's a good show. That one I was thinking the other day, I was like, I'd like to rewatch that, because I remember it being like three individual episodes, and I cannot remember. Yeah, it was a miniseries. The message was the purpose of humanity. Itself against the backdrop of alien intelligence, Clark has often said that he believes humanity is meant to reach out into space and explore the stars. I don't think so, but yeah, that was a good one. That, dude, there's three new animes that came out last night, and then you've got all the manhwa you could possibly want.
All the what?
The manhwa. Manga.
Oh, yeah.
They call it manhwa.
Let's call it manga.
Well, you got manga, and then you got manhwa.
What's the difference?
Motion. Comics. Oh. Yeah. Like Solo Leveling Motion is the exact same. They just digitized it through an AI to make the scenes and then had people read over the script.
Oh, really?
It looks identical. It looks identical. There's no, like, nothing polished over. If you know Solo Leveling, you understand. I think that's what they're waiting is for, that huge swing.
Yeah.
Like, how many 17-year-olds in the U.S.? So if this was 2020, we're going to say 13 to 14 was 8 million plus, so about 14 million kids, roughly. Mm-hmm. So 14 million apparent possible voters, plus all the migrants and everything else, which some people said it was like 10 million. Some people said it was like 3 million migrants. I think that's what the swing is to the kids, to show you have empathy for them. They'll get those extra 12 million votes that are going to be 18 by the polling time.
Yeah.
That's the only option. It's not like they're selling anything. The next president's going to revoke it. If it's Trump, you already know he's going to be like, yeah, let's put a ban on it. Let's do this. I understand the whole not wanting transgender people in the military. I understand it. I was in the military. It's already hard enough having a bunch of nuts to butts. It's not fun. Mm-hmm. Just imagine tape to butts. Not fun. And then all the drama and, like, hormones and the mood swings. Like, it's already not nice being a girl. I know. I've got a woman and a daughter in my house, and there's just times where mood swings are a big thing. I could not imagine if a boy was trying to become a girl and the mood swings he's never experienced before, just, like, hormonally flipped out, he'd kill somebody. We already assume he's got anger problems.
Right.
Because he's got me as a dad. Sure. But just imagine that times, like, 4 million people in a foreign country, you know, like
hostile territory.
Oh my God.
On their toes, could be killed any second.
Well, back in the day, they said that they didn't want women in the military because, you know, girl stuff, hygiene problems, et cetera. They didn't want them fighting. And then they came out with tampons and other ways to, like, handle yourself in the battlefield. Well, now I just don't understand why some people fight that option. I wonder how many people are transgender in the military.
A little bit off topic, because I got reminded of it. It's so dumb. I'd seen a TikTok of this guy. He was like, yeah, I got this buddy who gambles on WNBA players. And he says the way he predicts on who to bet and who to bet against is he goes and looks at their injury reports. Because supposedly their injury reports can... It doesn't say on their injury reports, but it's kind of like a hint of, like, when they're on their period. So this,
he knows what games they're going to basically have trouble.
Yeah, because he's, like, estimating, like, hey, this is when they had their last period, so I can, you know when they're going to have their next one, and they bet against them and the teams.
And so does he do well?
I have no idea. I just saw a quick clip of it, and he didn't mention anything else of it besides his buddy. That would be just
a genius way to make money if you could learn the cycle of women players and then be like, well, because there's some that would just become brutal savages on that field, and there's some that would be like, oh, I need some ibuprofen and some sugar and a little bit of chocolate, and I need to be on the sidelines.
Yeah.
And a warming pad.
I just thought that was so ridiculous. Oh. Like,
absolutely. It says 14,700 transgender troops. About 8,000 active duty troops, includes 1,800 transgender men who joined the military as women, and 7,129 Defense Department's estimate. Wow.
What was the name of that one?
So that wouldn't act, just put them in the same platoons, and then everyone would understand what they're going through, and then estimate the chaos, if there is any, or if it's a normal day. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they do get sent to the same place, though.
You know podcasts better than I do. What's the one where it's like a bald guy, kind of bald guy, and he had like the CIA guy on there?
You're talking about the... Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I can't get his name right now. He had the pedophile hunter, too.
But the one I'm thinking of is it was an ex-Navy SEAL guy who was transgendered, mm-hmm, and then converted back to his original sex.
Sean Ryan, yeah. A SEAL member, $6 million budget, transgender Navy SEAL transitions a woman then back.
Dance for these kids and are doing all the sexual stuff. That's pretty much what happened to me when he did that.
Yeah, talking about drag queens and shit. I don't know where in that podcast, but I remember seeing a clip of him talking about the drag queens and how bad it is. Mm-hmm. Basically, that's another thing. Like, I don't understand the point of teaching kids, like, gender dysphoria in school and trying to confuse these children about what gender and transgender turmoil is when there's only 5 million people in the world, you know, in the U.S. that are dealing with this. There is far more homeless people, far more mentally sound or challenged people in a million ways that are more of a minority that need better help. Like, we could teach more about the African minority, right, or the Oriental minority in school and save the budget.
That seems like a kind of topic that should be would be more beneficial in, like, a college setting or even, like...
Yeah, I'd say college. Yeah. Or even...
late high school.
Junior and up, because mm-hmm, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior.
Of gender studies.
Yeah, and if that's an elective, too.
Yeah. You know?
But it's just so crazy to me, the idea.
Like, give the kids the ability of a choice if that's what they want to learn, but to just, like... force feed it down their throat. It reminds me of a clip of a movie. I think it's called The Suffragettes. It's like an old movie.
With was that the one where the three men
basically like stick a tube down a lady's throat to force feed them? It was before 2010, I'm sure.
What happens in the movie?
Basically, like women's rights of
trying to vote, etc.
Yeah, and. Gosh, I can't remember for the life of me what the scene was. I think they ended up, like, committing one of the women for some kind of, like, bogus mental issues just to get them to quit pushing the women's right to vote. So then they ended up throwing them in a psych ward. And one of the things that they had to do because they didn't want to eat was they had to stick a tube down their throat.
Yeah, but that's a lot of women back then. And my wife was talking about how they cured hysteria back in the day. Apparently, they basically... sexually abused women in a mental hospital to cure hysteria.
And lobotomized?
No. They probably did, but, like, that wasn't the conversation.
No.
I don't think that was even on Google about it. It was mainly that it was doctors getting to fondle women with toys to cure your wife's hysteria. But basically it was menopause.
Mm. Yeah, I just know that mental health back in the days was not very good.
It's not very good now either.
Like, better than it was.
When I was dealing with my PTSD and depression when I got out of the military, I was dealing with a crazy wife that didn't love me, that abused me emotionally, like had me thinking the weirdest, craziest shit and causing so much turmoil that when I left the house, I was like, oh, wait, I'm kind of balanced. And I was in the house and I was like super low. And then I was like, no, you're the problem. You're the problem. You're the problem. And then I'd go to the doctor and they'd be like, okay, pills, 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 treatment, pills, 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 treatment. Treatment, treatment, pills, 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 pills. And then it went like that for like a year. And then I was just brain dead. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, drugs seem like a cool idea because I've been on all these pills. You know, people want to buy my pills and I'll get some pills and it'll be good. And then a year later, I'm on heroin. Fun times. Get treatment, not treated.
I mean, in hindsight, it is better than, like, super invasive procedures that they used to have.
I personally would have rather had a lobotomy. If I ever had to deal with the treatment of the VA again and my mental health issues at the time, like, I'd say I'm somewhat stable now. I have anxiety, bouts of depression, seasonal adjustment disorder, SAD disorder, they call it. Mm-hmm. That's why you get a SAD light. It's very useful. If you don't know what a SAD light is, it's basically a light that rises and gets brighter right in your face when you wake up to make you feel like the warm sun's hitting you, and it makes you wake up in a happier mood, unless you wake up late and you're not facing the light. Kind of stupid. But also, if I had two of them, I'd annoy the shit out of my wife. So I can't really fix the east coast of the bed, you know? Nobody's pushing, like, mental health awareness anything for this stuff. So when it comes to, like, the schools, there is a school in Sutton, Florida. It's high school, Sutton High School, mm-hmm, in Florida. And a woman went and spoke at a district meeting asking why. I'll play this clip.
So how's your diet going?
Not great. Not bad. No more nighttime snacks.
Have you been eating at a reasonable time?
No, I didn't eat breakfast. Didn't eat dinner. Or I ate dinner last night, but I didn't eat a midnight snack like usual, which is good. Didn't eat breakfast, didn't eat lunch today. I just had some snacks, beef sticks. I did have a couple of chips, though.
Carbs.
I know, but I had nothing else, and I was getting shaky. So I was like, dude, I'm going to find this. Mom speaks. Apparently another pervert is at a Planet Fitness pretending to be a woman dressing in the locker room and flashing themselves, taking pictures of themselves. That's crazy. But the point was, there's so many, like, issues with kids being taught the wrong too early in these schools, and parents are getting the blame when they ask about it. Oh, here we go. Found it. Sutton High School held a sexualized adult-themed drag show and had a workshop on how to be a drag queen for students. The drag queen reportedly made inappropriate comments and danced while exposing his panties to students. Staff were present during the show and were fine with it. The school allegedly didn't vet him, and he posted photos of students to social media without permission. Why did the principal, Ted McCarthy, allow this to happen?
We considered it acceptable, and that Sutton School's mission statement.
I think it's New York, not Florida.
Like, how does the workshop truly help a student? You know, you have a 30-year-old male that comes in a pink miniskirt with white lace underwear, and he's telling the kids that his breasts are freezing, but he didn't use the word breast. And he's having the kids choose a drag queen name. Now, this is in school, okay? I don't care outside of school, believe me. I have host students that have stayed at my house. But I'm telling you, in school, for him to be saying that and then to have them pick a drag queen name, I'm losing sight.
We used to pick our names as a joke in class. That doesn't bother me.
With his pink miniskirt and his white lace underwear, to proceed to dance on the tables so the kids can see under the skirt. Okay, you got to help me here, folks. And dancing, and then proceeded to do cartwheels. So when you're doing a cartwheel with a mini skirt on and white lace underwear, you're exposing your underwear. Your panties, you can see your panties. I don't think this is age appropriate. I don't believe that it belongs in the school. And that's why I'm here tonight. So we went from a drag queen workshop, and now we have a drag queen show. One of the workshops was how to be a drag queen. And got to tell
you. This is wild.
Well, if you would have done that in our school, like in the 2007, 2008, they would have been charged and put on Megan's Law. That would have been perverted.
I think even when I was in school in 2012, yeah, 2013.
It's not right. I don't care if you're under 18. Nobody should go out of their way to show you anything. You should be a curious person. Like, go find on your own. Do all the fun stuff you want to do at 16, 17, 15. Do your thing. Explore. But nobody should be like, hey, you want to see cold, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, no. You know, doing cartwheels and incentivizing you to see these things or to explore these things.
That's
grooming.
Yeah, when, like, a person physically comes up and, like, is doing those things in front of you, if it's something that you know, they want to research on their own, then, you know, by all means, like, it's then their curiosity.
Talk to your parents.
Yeah. Be like, hey. Like,
if my kids ask what, like, they feel like a girl, my son says it, fine. Totally fine. I will be disappointed. Absolutely. I'm expecting your run-of-the-mill average cis white male. Like, let's go grab a beer and smoke a cigar and tell me how many ladies you've been with when you're 25 and go, oh, you know, it's nice to sit down and have a woman, two kids, and enjoy life and have that precipice. I'm looking forward to that. My daughter, the same way. I want her to grow up, find a man, have a family, have a few kids, enjoy her life. I don't want the, well, we're thinking of adopting a baby from Ethiopia, but then we got scammed out of $50,000 because it turns out it's a baby mill. And then me and my partner, we broke up. She tried to stab me or I tried to stab her. You know, it got very violent. Because a lot of times it does. And then
wild.
If shit like this ever happens in the curriculum in my kid's school, I'm going to lose my shit. The thing I was showing you earlier about the gender at the high school curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
So a parent in Oregon allegedly asked for a copy of this kid's school sex education curriculum, and the school refused to send it. They only allowed him to see it within the school walls on a school computer where he snapped these screenshots. Good job, kid. Why are the schools hiding lesson plans from parents? They want to indoctrinate your kids with gender ideology and fake pronouns without you knowing. I don't care what you call yourself. This is grooming 101. I don't care what, like, if you're at school, if you got nicknames, pronouns, you feel part of, like, the gender kids and the people who are, like, pretending to be these things because somebody's got, like, if your one friend says they're a they, them, and, like, you want to make them feel, okay, I'm a they, them, too. Like, you're 14, 15, you want to fit in. Mm-hmm. Do it. Then you grow out of it. Some people just go, it's just the way it is.
Right.
And then, basically, at the head, it's gender identity, a person's sense of self in relation to the gender. Green, the star, gender assigned at birth, sex at birth. Gender, sex assigned at birth is a person's genitals. Gender expression is their body around, how a person presents themselves, style, actions, dimensions, and more, or demeanor and more. The yellow is the fire at the heart, sexual orientation. Three parts, orientation, behavior, and identity, what they call themselves, how a person behaves sexually, and what a person is sexually attracted to. The heart is romantic orientation, who the person is romantically attracted to. That's and then example three is Casey, they, them. And Templo three, Casey, Elos. Their gender identity assigned birth and gender expression are the same. Gives them all the they, them options.
Mm-hmm.
And if that was the curriculum at the school, the kids out of school, we're going to a Christian private school. Like, I'll be God fearing. I just don't want this. I don't want my kid. I want my kid to think about what algebra is. I want them to worry about Hamlet and how they have to write a 500 page essay tomorrow on a pop quiz. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I want them to really feel like what was going through that person's mind and why they developed this persona to do this thing in the 1800s and how it affected the history. That's what I want. I don't want a kid who's being groomed from the ages of 5 to the ages of 19 to be some social economic warrior.
So what you're saying is you basically just want your kids to grow up with a sense of self?
Self and expression, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And experience. I want them to go through and learn all the normal things while understanding that they have options, that they don't have to be groomed. Mm-hmm. And I think that people like me also want our kids to experience life in a similar way because we value the things we went through. And if you don't value the things you went through, you regret it. And if you regret what you went through, then you try and change it. And maybe you look to people like Jeffrey Marsh to be like, okay, let me teach my kids something radical. Then you don't deserve to have kids. There's a lot of people that don't deserve to have kids. And I'm definitely with the fewer, like, you should take kids away from, like, a third of parents that are very, you know, like, I can't say that on the air, but there's just some people don't deserve to have children. Basically, just there's a lot of people that don't deserve kids, and there's a segment I'm not going to show or talk about on the air that really goes into how there's a lot of people that shouldn't be around kids at all. And apparently in California, men's bathrooms now have nicer tampon dispensers than women's bathrooms. What a time to be alive. God lives a TikTok is really just pushing my mental sanity today.
Nice.
That's crazy. Well, everybody, I hope you learned something. there's more holidays for this community than there are for people who were born on Halloween and for most of everyone else. But I just, point being, Easter should be Easter. Leave the holidays that are here alone. Even Cesar Chavez would be pissed, you know? He'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? You know? But, and that's in California. But we appreciate you. Any problems with me or Alejandro here, leave them in the comments below. Like, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you later.